Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your mercy, because of your truth. Dear friends in Christ, these words from the psalmist resound today in the first reading when Paul and Barnabas, after preaching and performing miracles, healed the crippled man, and the people came to offer sacrifices in thanksgiving to them. But they said to these people, "It is not us who did this. It is the Lord who did it. We did this in the name of Jesus Christ." That is the good news. We are just instruments of Jesus Christ. He is using us to do this. And if you want to give any appreciation to what we have done, repent and believe in the one who has saved this crippled man. Not to us, not to us, Lord, but to your name be the glory. In our gospel this morning, we reflect on the aspect of love and obedience. It is only to the man who is looking for him, for Jesus, for God, that God reveals himself to him. It is only to the man who seeks him, despite of failure, despite of persecution, despite of daily challenges, that God looks down upon him. Two things, love and obedience, go together. If we obey the commandments of God, we love God. And when we love him, he reveals himself to us. It is this revelation of God that draws us closer to his person. We can only draw closer to someone we know better. And therefore, the Holy Spirit, the advocate that is coming, he is the one who will reveal the truth about Jesus Christ to each and every one of us. So, how are we inviting the Holy Spirit in our own lives? Jesus Christ is therefore inviting us who have listened to his word, who have his commandments in our minds, memorized, that we should bring these commandments to our hearts and put them into practice, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to know him more, we'll be able to serve him in truth, we'll be able to bring him to the people like Paul and Barnabas did. For the times when we have failed to bring Jesus Christ to the people, let us therefore ask for his grace, the grace of the Holy Spirit, the born of love, that he will come and born us with God. Amen.